You are listening to the Drunk Mormon Missionary Podcast. Your host is Elder Ron, the Drunk Mormon Missionary. Every week he gets drunk and brings you the Drunk Mormon Gospel. His word is the drunken word of God. So sit back, pour yourself a drink and enjoy.
Alright, well this is Elder Ron. And you're listening to Drunk Mormon Missionary Lessons by Elder Ron. Sponsored by the Army of Shercocking Elders of Latter-day Saints, which is my own religion that I started, and it's on Facebook, so it's totally legit. And I have my investigator, Eric.
I'm the sober investigator.
I'm totally shit-faced drunk right now, and we're doing the Mormon missionary lessons. But I've been drinking all night, man, and like I'm hitting that shit face, like fucking fucked up point right now. Eric knows me; he's my my roommate here. So, how are these discussions going for you, Eric?
Great, learning a lot of stuff.
You ready to be baptized yet?
No.
Damn it! What am I doing wrong? Anyway, we're on lesson. Fuck! What lesson are we on, Eric?
We're on starting lesson three.
Wait, fix your mic.
So we're on lesson number three.
We are on lesson three, the Gospel of Jesus Christ.
Podcast number five.
Podcast number five, and we're going to continue with lesson three, the Gospel of Jesus Christ. I kind of have to do these all, like a lot of times, all in one night, so they're kind of broken up. We've been working on this all night, but like, I really don't like being drunk, dude. How often am I drunk?
Like, almost never.
Like, never. So for me to like, I hope you investigators out there trying to learn about Mormonism appreciate the sacrifice I'm making, because I'm going to have a fucking hangover tomorrow like no one's fucking business. Now, luckily, I don't have to work tomorrow, so I can nurse my hangover and feel sorry for myself. Eric doesn't have to work tomorrow.
No.
So this is a good thing. Anyway. All right, so lesson three, we talked about, in our last missionary lesson, we talked about, go on, Eric, go ahead. You're the investigator. What have you learned so far?
The plan of salvation.
The plan of salvation, and what did you, no, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and what have you learned?
That's what we're doing now.
We're working on that still, but we covered that last episode, too.
Was how you start off as a spirit baby.
Spirit babies.
Hanging out with God. And then God wanted everybody to get a body.
Everybody needs a body, so spirit babies need bodies.
Right. Uh-huh. And Lucifer and Jehovah came up with plans.
Uh-huh.
And God chose Jehovah's plan over Lucifer's.
Uh-huh.
And there was a war in heaven.
Lucifer was kind of pissed.
Yeah, because he's a big old spoiled trust fund.
Fucking kid. Trust fund kid. Yeah.
He wanted all the glory.
Uh-huh.
But Jehovah wanted to give all the glory to his father.
Uh-huh.
And then took basically the blame for everybody.
Took the blame. He was the scapegoat. He was the sacrificial lamb.
Right. So
in
so
biblical boy, I'm fucking drunk. In biblical terms, he was the sacrificial lamb.
So everybody got free will.
We all got free will, baby.
Right.
I got free will.
Lucifer
don't masturbate because you don't want to masturbate. Not because someone's holding you a gun to your head to not masturbate.
Yeah. We don't want Lucifer to fuck us in the nose.
Now, why do you think God has a thing about masturbation? I don't get that.
Because he wants all those sperms to create bodies for the spirit babies.
Every sperm is sacred.
And if you're masturbating, you're not going to be making
it's spirit. Wasted. You're wasting spirit sperm if you masturbate and you put it on the ground, so to speak, like in the Bible talks about someplace or another.
Don't spill your seed on the ground.
Don't spill your seed on the ground.
Or in a goat.
God hates goat fuckers. That's kind of like the overreaching theme tonight is God really hates it when you fuck goats. So please don't fuck a goat. So if you don't, like, if you don't want to be a Mormon, like after these missionary lessons that I drunkenly give to you, please.
Don't bring on a rain of fire.
Don't bring on that rain of fire. Don't fuck goats. Really important. Really important. It's probably the number one reason for prophets that we learned, like in podcast one and two. We learned that God hates goat fucking.
Right.
And he sends prophets and he tells them, tell the people, don't fuck goats.
Right.
Stop fucking goats. So don't fuck goats. So if you don't, even if you don't want to be baptized after these missionary lessons.
And hopefully we all want to be.
Hopefully you'll want to be. Yeah, exactly. But even if you don't fuck a goat.
No.
Because it's bad.
No problem here.
And God hates that.
I have no plans on fucking a goat.
Good. Then I've done my mission. All right. So we're going to continue with lesson 3, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We talked about the premortal life before. And we talked about, like, why the planet, like why we're here, right, is to like get a body,
get some experience,
and
make our choices
and learn to be like Elohim.
We all want to be perfect
like God the Father is perfect. So now we're gonna learn a little bit about what happens like after this this mortal experience that we call life. We shall learn what happens afterwards within the Mormon faith, the Mormon doctrine, the Mormon what?
Theology.
There we go. Thank you. All right. So anyway, so we all come down here on Earth, right? And we get our mortal body. That's my mortal body. You hear it? Mortal body. My drunk mortal body right here, right now. Yeah, baby. It's nice and hard, too, my mortal body. So we get our mortal body, and we make our choices. We make our decisions. We live our life, and we learn to be good or to be bad. We learn to be evil or to be righteous. And based off of that, we can make our choices, and if we may, and we learn to follow Jesus Christ, who is our, quote, Savior.
And our older brother.
And to follow his, quote, perfect example of turning water into wine and walking on water and not ever fucking up. Like, supposedly, he never fucked up when he was here.
No, he was perfect.
He was perfect. And we follow his example, his perfect example. And if we fuck up, if we masturbate, if we fuck a goat, we repent and call and ask for forgiveness and repent of our sin of masturbation and goat fucking. And then we can be perfect again. And we live our life and we try to be as good as we, as good as. We try to be like Jesus. We try to follow him. And if we, like, accept him and become a Mormon and get baptized and all that type of shit, then we are rewarded. And we can return to Elohim, God the Father. So, what does that look like? All right. So, Mormon theology of the afterlife, which is what this episode is about. So what happens is, well, I gotta think here for a minute. Oh, fuck, I'm drunk. What happens is that we die, and after we die, We're not resurrected yet. We don't get our bodies yet. We will eventually. But what happens to our spirit, the non-mortal part of us, the part that lived, the spirit baby that lived with Heavenly Father way back in that pre-existent shit in the last episode, that spirit body goes to the spirit world. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit world.
I'm with you.
Okay. So whether if we're good or bad, whether we're Mormon or not Mormon, we go to the spirit world. And in the spirit world, we have the ability to be taught Mormonism within the spirit world. And they're Mormon missionaries, just like me. Like, because technically I'm a Mormon missionary here, right? I'm teaching you the Mormon word of God. And they're Mormon missionaries there in the spirit world.
So we have missionaries.
Yeah,
missionaries,
you can't get away from these fuckers. Even when you're dead,
name tags,
there's going to be Mormon missionaries on bicycles and bicycle helmets coming and knocking on your fucking door.
On your spiritual door
going, hey, yo, you ever heard of the Mormon church or the Mormon theology? And you have the ability to go like, oh, yeah, man, I want to totally listen to the Mormon missionary lessons. All right. And this is like no matter when you lived.
Right.
So you could.
So this is kind of giving you a second chance.
You could be Genghis Kong, right? And there weren't no fucking Mormon missionaries back in Genghis Kong day, right?
No, and he probably would have killed them if
they had been. He probably would have. And put their heads on a fucking stake.
Right.
Right? And a spit. But you could be Genghis Kong in your spirit world because you died and you haven't been resurrected yet. And the Mormon missionaries come knocking on your door going, hey, Genghis Kong, what's up, bro? And you're like, well, I don't know what Genghis Kong would sound like. He'd speak
Mongolian.
I don't speak Mongolian, but he would speak Mongolian to you. And you would be like in Mongolian, you'd be like, how would you like to hear more about the gospel of Jesus Christ? And Genghis Kong would be like, yeah, I think it would. Why don't you step into my little hut here, my post-spiritual hut here, and tell me about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the spiritual Mormon missionary would be like doing the same shit that I'm doing right now. Basically, a little flip chart with like plan of salvation and telling you about Joseph Smith and restoration gospel and Jesus Christ and all that type of shit. And Genghis Khan could go like, whoa, I was totally wrong for raping all those women and pillaging all those lands and pretty much impregnating everybody and Central Asia,
right?
When I was alive,
burning down cities, people's heads on.
I didn't know that that was wrong. I only thought I didn't have to masturbate.
Right.
And the Mormon missionaries would be all like, "No, dude, you can't kill people either, and you can't rape and pillage. That's kind of bad. God doesn't like that." Oh man, I'm like really sorry that I did that. What you Mormon spiritual missionaries are teaching me is absolute truth. I convert. I'm sorry.
And you can't just say, I'm sorry I got caught. You actually have to be sorry.
You have to be sorry. So Genghis Kong could be like, I'm totally sorry, man. I didn't know. I didn't have the gospel. I didn't have all this shit. I didn't have little guys on bicycles riding around my city telling me not to rape and pillage. How would I know that that was wrong? And the Mormon missionaries would be all like, that's okay, dude, you can repent. And King Gitzcom would be like, all right, well, I repent. I'm sorry. I like this Jesus dude that you're teaching me about. I accept his teachings. That's great. I repent. I'm sorry.
I get a little spiritual baptism.
No, they don't get a spiritual baptism.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't have a fucking body. Genghis Kong is dead.
Right.
He's just it's spirit Genghis Kong at this point. So he doesn't have a body. You can't put him in water. You can't put a spirit body in water. That's crazy shit. What are you talking about, Eric? It's fucking crazy shit, putting a spirit body in water. All right? So Genghis Kong goes like, I totally accept this shit. And this is... how I'm going to live. This is how I'm going to be. He can't live anymore because he's already dead.
Right.
So that's where temples come in. Because Mormons build the temples. And inside the temples, you do ordinances for the dead. So someone, somewhere, in some place of the world, in a Mormon temple, can go and be baptized for Genghis Khan in proxy. Now, they won't dig up the body and the bones and shit like that, but some 14-year-old Mormon kid will stand in for Genghis Khan and say, I am being baptized in proxy for Genghis Khan.
And do the other ordinances too, then.
And he'll get the other ordinances. So the 14-year-old gets baptized for Genghis Khan. And Genghis Khan, the spirit, can go like, I totally accept that baptism of that 14-year-old for me.
Right.
That's totally cool. I totally accept it. Baptism's for the dead, man. And then Genghis Khan gets to be Mormon. Da da da.
Right.
He's Mormon now. And you could do that. Like, the Mormons do that for everybody. They do that for Anne Frank and who else? Like George Washington and the Pope and whoever.
Right.
Because it's a spirit world now.
And they tend to offend some people in this world by doing that. But really, they're just trying
You offend a lot of fucking people in this world, too, in that. Like, the Jews are really pissed off about the Anne Frank shit.
Right.
Google that shit if you're listening to my podcast. Like, Jews are really pissed off that Anne Frank has been baptized, like, I don't know, 15 times in a Mormon temple. Anyway, theoretically, Anne Frank can choose that baptism.
Right.
Or not. So now Genghis Khan gets to be baptized. He gets to be a Mormon and gets to put on a little Genghis Khan, elder Genghis Khan missionary, spirit missionary tag, and go preach the good word in the spirit world to other, like, despots and people who've lived before Joseph Smith. And
if he truly asked for forgiveness for all the crimes that he committed when he was had a body,
he's forgiven. He's
forgiven because... Yeah.
Now, understand, this is spirit world.
Right.
So there's no God there yet.
Right.
It's just spirits.
Wandering around
and being spirits. Right. There's no God yet. You still have free choice.
Right.
Because there's no God yet.
Now, you still can't really be doing bad stuff in the spirit world.
You don't have a body, so you can't masturbate anymore. Right. So that's kind of out of the question.
Probably no spirit goats around.
No spirit goats around to fuck.
Right.
But you can make the choice of like, oh, I accept this or you don't accept this. So that's the spirit world. And that's in between mortal life.
You can still be a spirit. Like, get off my lawn, you crazy missionaries.
You totally can. You got free will. Right. So, like, you could be in your spirit house and be all like, yeah, Mormon missionaries. Nah, I don't think so.
I didn't have much truck with you when I was alive, and I still don't.
Yeah, but the kicker is like, all these, like, ordinances need to be performed here. In the mortal world. So Mormons build these temples all over the fucking world. You know, we got one here in Mesa. Like, shit ton of them in Utah. And just all over the place. And they're performing these ordinances, like baptisms for the dead, for proxy, for the people who they feel like never had the opportunity. Or, I don't know. Like, I'm not a Mormon anymore. So I'm wondering if one of my Mormon... If I have Mormon, like maybe a nephew, like a great-great-great nephew or something like that does that. I don't know if I'm fucked. I'm probably fucked because I like had my names absolutely removed from the records.
But you still got baptized.
I got baptized at one point, went and I wrote a letter to the church saying like I don't want that baptism.
But you're still good for that if in like the spirit world you're like, yeah, I was wrong, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I got to be baptized or
not. I'm sure somebody has been baptized for me.
Will be.
Right.
Because you're still alive.
Right.
I'm still working on you.
Right.
Do you want to be baptized yet?
No.
Okay, so, like, I have to ask you.
Right.
That's part of the missionary shit here.
And we'll have to go find a swimming pool or something.
Ask the fucker if he wants to be baptized. It says it right here. Ask the fucker if you want to be baptized. It's right here in the missionary plan. All right. Anyway, that's spirit. That's the spirit world.
Right.
That's like not quite, it's not resurrection yet. It's not heaven. It's not any, it's not final judgment. It's still, you still have a choice, right? Because final judgment hasn't come yet. So, all right. So at some point or another, Jesus is supposed to return. And he's supposed to return to the earth. This is called the second coming. And all the shit in Revelations, blah, 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 is supposed to happen.
Dragons
and hornets and vipers and
horsemen of the apocalypse.
Horsemen of the apocalypse and prophets and Jerusalem. Thank you.
Do we have Antichrist too?
And Antichrist and all that type of shit is supposed to happen. And Jesus comes. And then after Jesus comes, it's the final judgment. And everyone gets judged from the book of whatever. There's some sort of big database that God's been keeping on us. And we all get judged. This is God on the Googling you and seeing what your life's like. You hear that? All right. So God,
bookofthedead.com,
and you get judged. And the judgment, the final judgment, determines where you go. Right? And they judge the living and the dead. So you might be alive during that time, or you might be in the spirit world like Genghis Khan.
Right?
And you get judged. And based on that judgment, and whether if you've had the Mormon baptism and all this type of shit, determines where you go in the afterlife. Now, there are three kingdoms in the afterlife. Actually, four. But we'll deal with the three, and we'll talk about the fourth a little bit. So the three kingdoms of heaven are the celestial kingdom, the telestial kingdom. I'm sorry. Let me start that over. I am drunk. The celestial kingdom, the telestial kingdom, and the telestial kingdom, which would make a great name for a coffee shop, I think, somewhere in Utah, probably the Utah County, the telestial kingdom.
Right.
That'd be an awesome fucking coffee tea shop.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Telestial kingdom. So any of my listeners living in Utah County, if you want to use that,
we'll come visit you.
Fucking give me 10% because that's my idea right there. Right. And it's on the podcast, so I can fucking prove that that's my name, that's my idea.
Copyrighted by
Elder Wong. Copyrighted right now by Elder Wong, Telestial Kingdom for a coffee shop in Utah County. Anyway, so Telestial Kingdom. And these are three different glories, right? Now the Celestial Kingdom is supposed to be fucking awesome. Like,
this is your top tier kingdom.
This is your top tier. This is your platinum kingdom. Like your platinum card.
Right.
Like your fucking platinum Visa card, right? And these are the people who are righteous. And this is, you get resurrected. Everyone gets resurrected. Everyone gets their body back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the celestial kingdom are like the good Mormons who went through the temple and didn't masturbate and didn't fuck goats and did all the shit they were supposed to do. They got married in the temple and are ready to be gods themselves. They get to be gods and goddesses themselves. And the celestial kingdom means, and if you've gone through all the temple shit and have gotten married and been sealed to your wife, that means you get to be a god. And your wife gets to be a goddess, and she gets to be eternally pregnant because you're going to be doing the same shit that Elohim did, which means you get to create your own world, get to have spirit babies. It's kind of like the Battlestar Galactica shit.
So when you're a dude, you get to go around and like make stuff and name stuff and basically be...
You get to name shit. You get to create shit. I mean, like, if you don't like kangaroos, fuck kangaroos. You can have some other shit.
Right.
Like, kangaroos are weird.
Right.
Right? They're not... Like, marsupials are not natural.
You can have, like, floating polka-dotted puffballs.
Exactly. With kangaroo pockets, if you want. And you get to name them, you get to create them, you get to do whatever you want, you get to have And then your wife.
If you're the heavenly mother.
You get to be heavenly mother, and you get to be eternally pregnant and popping out spirit babies for all eternity.
Great for female Mormons.
Female Mormons.
Get to be pregnant.
You get to be pregnant forever. And you get to create more spirit babies that need spirit bodies. And
well, they kind of get the short end of the stick there.
Probably. I kind of think so. It's kind of fucked up. It depends. If you like being pregnant, then hey, man.
You've just found the best place
ever. You found the best place ever. If you don't like being pregnant, you're totally fucked.
Right.
Literally for all eternity, because you're popping out.
Because this is one of the primary Mormon things is polygamy.
Polygamy, yeah. You get to have
a whole bunch of wives.
There's a whole bunch of wives popping out spirit babies forever, left and right.
Which might make your job a little easier.
That's a spirit baby. I have no idea how spirit babies are created. Like, I don't know if intercourse is required or if you get to, like, do your magic, like what is that? Like, in Eastern philosophy, the ball of chi.
Right.
And it creates a spirit baby. You make another ball of chi, spirit baby, and stuff like that. But that's kind of basically what you get to do for all eternity. Pop out spirit babies. Yeah. All right.
It sounds like it's better to be the god than the goddess.
I've never had a baby. So, I mean, I have kids, but I've never had a baby myself. Right. So I don't know. Maybe there are women out there who are like fuck yeah. I like being pregnant. I want to
be pregnant for eternity.
I want to be pregnant for eternity. Swollen ankles, all that shit.
Right. Like, back hurts.
Sounds good to me. I'm down. You know. Anyway, celestial kingdom. You get to be eternal family forever and have eternal babies forever. And you get to populate your own world, basically. Okay, celestial kingdom. That's what you're shooting for.
All that other stuff.
You're shooting for that for some reason, right. to do all that. And I, from my point of view, because I'm a dude. It
sounds pretty cool.
It sounds pretty cool because I would love to make my own, like, what'd you call them? Puffy kangaroo.
Puffball
floating, polka dotted.
Kangaroo pouch having things floating around like
that. It sounds like cool. I could come up with probably some pretty cool shit in terms of creating my own
world. That's probably why they won't ever let us do it.
Yeah, I would like have like animals with like four penises and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah. And horn, like a horn.
We're probably in the wrong direction for that if that's what we want to create.
Probably.
You never know.
Probably. That's what you get for being growing up with Dungeons and Dragons right. in the 80s, right? all right, second kingdom is the Telestial Kingdom. And the Telestial Kingdom is not that bad, right? Actually, none of these kingdoms are that bad when it comes down to it. So Telestial Kingdom are people who are like, yeah, I'm a good person. I don't masturbate. I don't fuck goats.
Or maybe every once in a while, but not that often.
Not that often, but like yeah, I really don't want to be a Mormon. I'm happy being a Catholic. I'm happy being a Jew. I'm happy being a Muslim. But I was a good person in life. You know, I like fed poor people. I like, like Gandhi probably would be Mother Teresa, you know. Like, given the fact that they didn't choose to be Mormon in the premortal, or not, I'm sorry, the spirit world.
Right.
That intermediary thing. Like, maybe Gandhi was like, you know, he's hanging out eating rice. He wouldn't eat rice because he doesn't have a body, but... You know, maybe Gandhi was hanging out in his spirit house or his spirit hut or whatever Gandhi lived in. And the spirit Mormon missionary came by and was like, hey, Gandhi, what's up, dude? And he's like, yeah, not much, man. What's up with you? He's like, well, you want to hear about Mormonism? Nah, not really. You guys can go fuck yourself. And they're like, oh, all right, cool, Gandhi. That's fine. And Gandhi was just like, you know, like, I don't want to be a Mormon. I like being Hindu.
Right.
But, like, Gandhi was a good fucking person, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. He was a little racist sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, he did good shit. Right. Or, I mean, Mother Teresa, too, you know?
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
She wasn't a good person.
There's a lot of other stuff that's come out.
You're the history buff, dude. I'm just going by the propaganda that I was fed in public school. Right. That's all. which taught me that Gandhi was a good person and Mother Teresa. So we're gonna let's go along with that assumption that Mother Teresa
people
was
like lumping her into the good person
category. Yeah, people like lumping her into good person category. So Mother Teresa's hanging out in her little hovel in the spirit world. And the Mormon and the spirit Mormon missionary goes, "Hey, Mother Teresa, would you like to be Mormon?" And she's all, "Nah, fuck that shit. I like being Catholic.
Right.
And her and the Mormon missionary, the spirit Mormon missionary would be like, "All right, that's cool." Now, she didn't masturbate. I can guarantee Mother, that's kind of gross thinking about when it comes down to it. And her fucking a goat, there's no way in hell that she fucked a goat.
Right.
Right? So she was a good person who lived, like, a, quote, righteous life. She, like...
She wasn't committing genocide.
She wasn't committing genocide. She was feeding poor people. She
wasn't a serial killer.
No, no. She was doing good shit while she was here. But she doesn't like the Mormon shit. She's like, "Ah, fuck you guys."
Right.
You know? Well, she gets the celestial kingdom.
Right.
She doesn't get to... Which is probably good for her. She doesn't have to pop out, like, a million, like, a billion, trillion...
Yeah. Being a nun, babies. She probably wasn't into that.
Probably not. So she's kind of cool with the idea of like, nah, this is good for me. So she gets that glory.
That reward,
which is like...
That's pretty good.
It's pretty fucking good. It's better. It's better than the shit we supposedly deal with.
Kind of traditional Christian heaven.
Right. Place. Kind of a traditional Christian heaven place.
Right.
And then you have the two celestial kingdoms, the lowest one. Which is probably where I'm going to go.
Probably me too.
Probably you too.
Unless you can convince me to be baptized.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here mocking shit. But I don't know. I'm like a good person. Maybe I get the celestial kingdom. I don't know.
We're kind of on that edge there.
But kind of the celestial kingdom, maybe the celestial kingdom is kind of set for like people who are like, I don't know, maybe they're meth heads.
Right.
Maybe they stole shit. But they didn't kill anybody, but they masturbated every, you know, three times a day, maybe fucked a couple goats, you know, and all that type of shit. And
so they didn't do really bad shit.
They did bad stuff, but it was minor bad stuff, you know.
Killing people.
They weren't committing genocide. They weren't, like, putting Jews in the oven and shit like that, right? They weren't Nazis. They weren't, like... you know, Ku Klux Klan members or anything like that. They were just kind of just regular people who like kind of lived their life.
Right.
You know, and didn't want to repent of the masturbation and the meth, the meth smoking and shit like that.
They get the same response, like the missionaries come by and they're like, "No, like I just want some weed and some, you know, drink a beer."
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Right.
And so they get the Telestial Kingdom.
Which is still pretty nice.
It's still pretty nice. Matter of fact, Joseph Smith wrote about the Telestial Kingdom, and he says something like, you know, like, "Hey, if you were to die right now and see the Telestial Kingdom, you would totally, and come back to life, you would totally commit suicide, because you would want that.
Right.
You would want to go, like, that glory, it's glory." And now Mormonism kind of equates these three kingdoms. They take a verse from the New Testament, from 1 Corinthians, about different glories and different glories having different, so they equate it to like the glory of the sun compared to the glory of the moon compared to the glory of the stars.
Right.
So all of them have some sort of glory, some sort of, like, stars are really
platinum,
pretty.
Platinum, gold, and silver.
Yeah, platinum, gold, and silver. You know, it's all still really pretty.
Right.
Just one's more pretty than the other compared to the other.
Right.
So that's Mormon. That's the heaven. That's the afterlife for Mormons. And we all get our bodies back. We all get resurrected. We all get to have perfect bodies that are perfect, that don't grow old,
right,
and don't get sick, and don't have hernias, and don't don't have shit like that. Now, hell. Mormons don't really believe in hell. They do believe in a thing called outer darkness. Outer darkness, after everything's all said and done and final judgment, and we all get resurrected and We all kind of get judged over that. Outer darkness is a place where there's only two things you can do to go to outer darkness, according to Mormon theology. The first one is shedding of innocent blood. Right. So, Mormon theology has a place for Hitler.
Right.
And has probably a place for Donald Trump.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton. And fuckers who use their power and their shit like that. And if you like any of these people, I'm not apologizing. Fuck you. This is a fucking fucked up year for fucked up politics. And I'm sorry if I bring politics into this. It's not supposed to be political. Just die, 2016. Yay. Anyway. So, people who do fucked up shit, really fucked up shit, get to go to outer darkness.
And shedding the innocent blood can take it. Different things, but it's basically being a bad person,
being a really bad person. Like you're a baby fucker. You put people in ovens. You do really bad shit. You know, Genghis Kong probably would
fit. Get outer darkness.
He would probably get outer darkness. So he's probably a bad example earlier.
Although
missionaries,
but if he does accept it.
If he
sincerely apologizes for it.
Well, I don't know how that works. I don't know. I still think Genghis Kong was kind of an asshole.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No he kind of killed a lot of innocent people.
Right.
Not for anything, again, but because it was fun for him.
If you can legitimately apologize for it and feel genuine remorse, maybe...
I'm gonna believe that Genghis Kong gets outer darkness with Hitler because he's kind of a Hitler type of guy.
Right.
Don't you think?
And he's probably not accepting the shit anymore.
No, he's probably not accepting. He probably
is. The Mormon missionaries come by and he tries to stab them with a
spirit knife, right. Going, "Arr, I want to cut your head off too." You know, right. he's probably going there too. But outer darkness, and so the other thing you can do to get outer darkness is deny the Holy Spirit. Now, that's a really interesting question within Mormon theology. What does that mean? I have my own interpretation. All right, so I was a Mormon at one point, obviously. Served a Mormon mission. And now I'm not. I'm an apostate. I'm like drunkenly making fun of this shit right now. Have I denied the Holy Spirit? No, I don't think so. Because like my interpretation of that is that really means that what you've done is that you have a pure knowledge of God and Jesus.
Right.
So basically, God and Jesus appeared.
You're in the spirit world. And
God and Jesus would have to appear unto me now in the flesh, right, and say, "Hey, dude, I'm God and I'm Jesus. Believe in me.
Right.
You know, here, touch my fucking hand. I'm God." Like it's
perfect.
Midnight. Watch, I'm gonna make the sunrise right now. Boop,
yeah.
You know. And he does all this shit.
He shows his perfection, and
he shows me his perfection, and he shows me that like he's truly God, and that,
right,
I'm not like hallucinating, that I'm not on some sort of like acid trip, flashback from Burning Man or something like that. That it's truly like, oh my God, I just met God. Oh my God, I just met God. And then I deny it.
You're like, whatever.
And he's like, Mormonism is the shiz, dude.
Right.
You should be a Mormon. Why aren't you Mormonism.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. The true way. You know? And then I still deny it. And I go like, no, there's no fucking God.
Right.
I don't know what that was. I'm not impressed by you. Fuck you.
Right.
That would be the, in my opinion, denying of the Holy Spirit.
I would agree with that. Because it seems like the height of folly. Like, you have God there who's proven he's God, saying, hey, I'm here.
Well, everything else is just fucking hearsay, right? When, like, I don't have knowledge of any of this shit. Even when I was a Mormon, I didn't have knowledge. I had faith.
Right.
Faith is entirely different than knowledge.
Right.
Right? Knowledge is like, I know. Like, I know that this is a fucking table because I can feel it. Like, you know, it's right here. It's real. It's corporal. I know that this is a table.
It's one thing to have a missionary come by and say, hey, this is the deal. And you're like, yeah, I'm not interested.
Right.
But it's another thing to have God come by and say, hey, this is the deal. And say,
like, fucking touch me, dude. I'm right. God. Like, there's the sun. It's midnight. There, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's totally different.
And if you're at that point where you're still like, whatever, I'm not buying it.
It would have to be a whole lot more than that, because it could still be an acid flashback, I think,
right.
to me, in my opinion. Or psychosis. Or some shit like that.
But it'd be that kind of psychosis that you would actually believe after that point.
Yeah, you like God puts you in a weird predicament. You know, it's like, do you remember that John Denver movie with George Burns from yes. way back when? It's Oh My God.
Yeah. George Burns playing God. Yeah, I do remember it.
And everybody thought that like John Denver was fucking nuts. You know.
Right.
And like God appeared like as like a black woman to him right. and shit like that. It's like he could have been. It could have been. He was like psychotic. Joseph Smith was probably psychotic. Right. Who knows?
But I'll take the undeniable proof. If you've got what you consider undeniable proof, and you're still like, no, I'm not interested.
I still think that's a touchy subject myself, because I don't know what undeniable proof really means. In
you would know
all
what
that
talking,
shit.
I guess.
Anyway.
But that you know. But I get that. Denying that then is not like, it's not still saying I don't believe. It's saying, okay, you give me undeniable proof. I believe you're God, and I'm still rejecting you. I don't want any part of you. You make me perfect, but I'm not into that.
Well, sorry, that was God appearing on my Microsoft. Oh, whoa, it says my OneDrive is full. All right. Anyway, I gotta end this episode because apparently OneDrive says I'm out of space.
Right.
For this. Anyway, that was whatever we were talking about. The afterlife. Lesson 3: the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, anyway, this is Elder Rum and
Eric,
the investigator, and you've been listening to. Podcast.
Drunk Mormon
missionary podcast, missionary lessons. Next podcast we're gonna get into the commandments. Yes, lesson 4. We're through 3 missionary lessons now.
Got 2 more left.
Lesson 4 of the commandments.
That 6th one.
And I gotta figure out what the 6th one was. And anyway. Next lesson, lesson 4 of the commandments. We're going to talk about the commandments.
Awesome.
Yo, no masturbation.
Is that a commandment?
Well, missionaries won't tell you that, but it pretty much is. All right. Anyway, signing out. Until the next time, this is Drunk Mormon Missionary with Elder Rome. Bye.